When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Be careful. They're not who they say they are, Elijah. You can't trust them. They're not
Elijah.
Elijah.
Huh?
You've been quiet all evening. Something on your mind?
Oh, no. No, just thinking about the mission, you know? Thomas Williams, the whole deal.
Yeah, it's a big one. But we've got this. Elijah, you've been doing so great. We'll get this done.
Yeah, sure. It's just... something feels off.
Off? What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like we're missing something. Someone, maybe.
Elijah, we've been over the plan a dozen times. We've got the intel, and we're ready. And, like our manager said, the WPA counter-agents, that was all a false alarm. What could go wrong?
I don't know, Susan. Maybe it's just a pre-mission jitter. A gut feeling, I guess.
Hey, man, we all get those. But we're a team. However, if something's bothering you, we do need to know.
Yeah, I'm okay. I promise.
Okay, so let's review our plan one more time. I will approach the sheriff and say that there's some racket going on at the bar. Rob will be back up in case any shootouts occur. He will make sure that Mr. Williams is kept alive.
Elijah, you are our eyes and ears. Use your comms device whenever you spot any activity out of the norm. Stay at a safe distance, please.
You're listening to Time Faction. The Story of Elijah,
Episode 4.
Thank you for listening, and find the next episode wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Enjoy the show.
This episode contains scenes of violence and thematic elements. Listener discretion is advised.
This was it. As many bad things I had seen in my life, I had never seen shootings or any type of violence involving death. Hopefully the operation would go as smoothly as planned, and that all we had to do was keep this assassin, who snuck up on Mr. Williams while he was drunk, from using his gun. The sun was nearly completely below the horizon as Rob, Susan, and I headed towards the town. I kept my handgun concealed, occasionally patting my side to make sure it was still securely in place. Except for training, I had never used a gun before. The thought of having to use it on another human being sent butterflies to my stomach. Gun ownership was completely outlawed in the ASA, but since I was an agent of the WCO and was at least 16, I was allowed to use a firearm only during missions and training. Okay, you guys have given your pep talks to me, but I can't just help be afraid that you guys are going to end up getting yourselves hurt.
I know. But hey, we're not going anywhere. You're stuck with us, whether you like it or not.
Well, I happen to be stuck with my two favorite people in the world, then.
You're so sweet, Elijah.
If things go south, and something happens to either myself or Susan, head back to the house. But that won't happen. I can promise you.
And if there's a WPA agent here?
Well, if they're smart, they won't try anything. They should know better than to mess with the iconic trio.
The town was awfully peaceful for such an historical night of violence. However, hopefully there wouldn't be any lives lost. Susan split from Rob and I to head to the sheriff's department, and right after, Rob quietly made his way to the bar where Mr. Williams was about to be assassinated.
I'm almost to the sheriff's department now. Going radio silent. Over.
Okay. I'm almost at the bar. I'll let you know when I get into position. Over.
Sounds good. I've taken cover behind a wagon. I have eyes on you both. Over.
Target acquired. Things are starting to get heated in here. Susan, your move. Over.
Mr. Sheriff. Oh, please help. I couldn't help but hear a bunch of shouting and racket at the bar. I think they're drunk, and they have guns too.
No worry, miss.
We'll go check it out.
The moment that we had prepared for all this time was finally here. We were about to change the future, hopefully in a good way. It was finally time to see for myself the impact of our work as time-traveling agents. Rob snuck his way into the bar and moved towards the back of the room to be there in case anything went wrong.
Now, what's all the fuss in here?
Guys, what's going on? The whole town seemed to have gone completely silent. There was no response from either Rob or Susan, and everything seemed eerily still as if time was frozen. Then, Mr. Williams' assassin slowly but obviously reached for his revolver, quietly pulled back the hammer, and as soon as it clicked in the midst of the silence, he blindly slung the gun at one of the deputies and shot. I was seeing people being shot and killed all because of us. If we had just left history alone, only one would have died tonight. But there were already several observed casualties because of us. Contradictory thoughts were running through my head. Was the WPA right? Was it really better to leave history alone? Could changing one small event lead to mass differences in the future that could actually be much worse? No way. The ASA government had told us countless times that what they were doing in partnership with the WCO was what was best for the nation and the rest of the world, and that they knew what was best. The government was always here to help us. But how? How is this situation going to better the future? What are these other people here who died because of us were crucial in shaping the future? There were now several generations of families who would never exist. No, my faith in the WCO must not be shaken. We must protect Mr. Williams at all costs.
Rob, get out of there. It's too dangerous.
I know. I'm trying. Meet me outside of the town on the west side, away from danger, where we group and find Mr. Williams. Over.
Wait. Hold up. You don't know where he is? Over.
He went out the back entrance of the bar, so I'm sure he's fine for now. Over.
No! We need to protect him at all costs, just like our manager said, remember? Mr. Williams is going to be on the east edge of town. Over.
Elijah, the west side of town is farthest from the shooting. You and Susan can't risk navigating through danger. I will find a way over there and out of the chaos. Again, meet me on the west edge of town, and that's an order!
I was beginning to get so frustrated. I knew that the safety of the agents was a priority for the WCO, but I did not want to let our manager down and have this mission fail. No. Not after all this time and hard work. Plus, the WCO was all I had, and I couldn't risk losing my job. I could see Susan slip behind the buildings on the west side of town as more chaos ensued. People were running around the streets, screaming. Some were bleeding out. They had been shot. I couldn't bear to see this go on any longer. I wasn't going to wait for Rob and Susan to do the job for me. No, screw this. If we don't save Mr. Williams, then all of this has been for nothing. I'll do it by myself if I have to. Over and out. I pulled out my gun, hiding in the shadows and looking around every corner to make sure no hostile was around. About 50 yards ahead of me, I could see a silhouette of a tall, thin man panting and leaning against the back wall of the bar. It was Mr. Williams, and he was still alive. What was I going to say to him when I approached him? Whether or not his killer was dead, I still hadn't seen any confirmed interference from any WPA agents, but I had just thought that too soon. Just as I began to approach Mr. Williams, everything seemed to move in slow motion. From the corner of the bar, an all-too-familiar face popped out with a silenced pistol 5 feet away from Mr. Williams and shot him straight in the head. There was no way he could have survived that. The moment the bullet hit, Mr. Williams' lifeless body tumbled to the ground, never to move again. Marianne had just shot the man we vowed to protect. I was dumbfounded.
Drop your gun and put your hands up now!
Elijah, please, don't go this way. You are a good guy. and the WCO is just using you. Can't you see?
Shut up!
The WCO is everything. It's all I had.
Elijah, the WCO is using you and all of its agents to only benefit themselves. I know it's hard to hear because they provided a life for you. And it seems like they actually do want to better the world. But they don't. The WCO is rooted in evil and self-interest.
You say that, Marianne, but what have they actually done that's only helped them?
Do you know the significance behind this man? He's related to the founder of the WCO. They were pretty vague about why I needed to save him, right? What did they tell you the reason behind saving Mr. Williams was?
Well, what's your point?
We were able to gain intel and secret access to all of their databases, which includes every mission completed, in progress, and in planning. All of them, Elijah. All of them, according to our analyses, in some way benefit the WCO, giving them more and more power.
So it was you. Do you realize that that violates international law?
It's war, Elijah. Some lines are meant to be crossed. And whether or not you want to admit it, the war that happened half a century ago never really ended.
What do you mean it never ended? We've tried so hard to keep peace. And for once, we do. Even if it means that we have to leave each other alone. But do you realize that what you just did is going to stir that up? And it could actually create a war. Do you want real war, Marianne?
As much as I don't want more, Elijah, sometimes fighting is necessary. If it means that we will once again be united one day.
The United States are a thing of the past, and by your logic, it should stay that way.
The United States would likely still exist if it wasn't for time travel and the faction that now dominates most of the mainland of North America. They're dangerous. Please, I beg you to stop helping them achieve world dominance.
Days earlier in 2108.
Hey, before you guys return, I need to show you a message from the president regarding the recent data breach.
There is a significant likelihood that there are agents who are working to hinder your mission within the time period you've been assigned. Inform your manager of any suspicious activity. Failure to disclose information will be considered an act of treason and is punishable by death. Remember that you were correcting yesterday for a brighter...
Join us. Come with me. I can take you to New Boston, and together we can take down the WCO and restore the free world.
So many thoughts were racing through my head. I didn't know whether to trust Marianne, who I had strong feelings for and who seemed passionate about what she believed in, or the WCO who provided me a sustainable life. Rob and Susan were everything to me too. I couldn't just leave them. Was she right? Was the WCO really a dangerous faction in disguise? My gun was still pointed at her head, and I was trembling.
Please. Hey. You made the right choice. Okay. We need to get out of here. Our mission is done. We're going back to New Boston. I'm gonna need you to put one hand on this and one on me. Are you ready?
Ready as ever.
We're in this together, always.
Together, always.
Hey everyone, my name is Caleb, and I play Elijah amongst other roles in the Time Faction series. I wanted to thank you for your dedicated listenership. If you've been enjoying the series so far, I invite you to leave a 5-star rating and share your thoughts on the show. Your feedback is not only greatly appreciated, but plays a pivotal role in shaping the trajectory of the series as we eagerly approach the season finale, anticipate an enthralling revolution of Elijah's next destination, and the profound repercussions of his decision to once again leave his world behind. Your continued engagement is invaluable. And I sincerely thank you for being an integral part of this thrilling journey. See you next time, listeners.